This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is a premeditated attack. Vladimir Putin has been planning this for months, as we've been saying all along. He moved more than 175,000 troops, military equipment, and positions along the Ukrainian border. He moved blood supplies into position and built a field hospital, which tells you all you need to know about his intentions all along.
So it's all about the Ukraine. We've been talking about it for a very long time. It finally happened. We talked about it the other night that the Ukraine was invaded by Russia. People are hiding in basements. They don't know what to do. I think some were really not expecting that this full force was going to happen. You see people with bloody faces, and people are dying, hundreds of people taking to the street and trying to figure out what next. So this is obviously what has happened here. Kiev to fall probably by the weekend, which is the capital city in the Ukraine. The Chernobyl power plant has been captured. The Kremlin is demanding surrender, and they want the Ukraine, or Putin wants the Ukraine, to be free, so to speak. In other words, he wants authoritarian rule. He's a totalitarian, as we know and have talked about on the show many, many, many times. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So this is where we are. It's a mad dash for some to leave. This is a war. There is no question about it. The gloves have been taken off as far as the West is concerned. Our president took to the airwaves earlier in the day to talk about, as you heard at the top there, several things, saying it's a premeditated attack and they knew this was going to happen all along. And he went on to say this as well about Vladimir Putin.
Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war. And now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe costs on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time. We have purposefully designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Yeah, so there has been some losses. I mentioned that at the top. 137 Ukrainian soldiers and civilians have been killed, with hundreds more wounded. You had a Russian attack that started 4:30 a.m. in the Ukraine the other day with a barrage of over 100 ballistic cruise and surface-to-air missiles, and it included 75 medium and heavy bombers. The invasion is the largest in Europe since World War II. Think about that for a moment. The largest, going all the way back to the Second World War. The fighting has been described in its initial phase as bloody and costly by those on the ground. You can hear the explosions in major cities, including the capitals I mentioned, Odessa, another place where you can hear shelling and whatnot. Ukrainian authorities say Russian forces hit military assets and other defense facilities. So some of that footage is being shared, and you can see some of that. As a result, global markets plunged initially, especially in oil prices. We knew this was happening, skyrocketed on this news of the invasion. There's been this dramatic escalation that we've described over and over again for well over a month after weeks of supposed diplomacy talks failed to defuse that standoff between Moscow and NATO countries over Ukraine's sovereignty. The Ukraine wants to be a sovereign nation. Putin wants to take over that massive piece of land. That's what it comes down to. President Zelensky, who is the head of the Ukraine still, ordered a mobilization of the Ukraine population population rather on Thursday to support military efforts with the Russians attacking the Ukraine. A decree was signed by the president and orders military reservists to mobilize within 90 days to assist the armed forces of the Ukraine. And, of course, the move comes as the Ukraine has banned all males between the ages of 18 to 60 from leaving the country. So now for the White House and the president, as I said earlier in the day, took to the tube to address the situation in the Ukraine and what, and you heard there a couple of the comments from the president as to what, now, was going to happen. So Joe Biden unveiled a raft of, economic sanctions. As he said, I think clearly the big statement is what he said there, that Vladimir Putin is the aggressor. He chose this war, and now the country is going to bear the consequences. That's what's going to happen. That meaning Russia is going to bear the consequences, obviously. And as he was speaking, here's what some of the sanctions are. The second round of sanctions include a ban on some key U.S. exports. You heard that as well, to the country. He didn't really specify which exports would be prohibited, but the administration has said that cutting off Russia's supply of semiconductors was under consideration. It would mean Russia's ability to obtain high-tech components would be restricted because all semiconductors are designed within the U.S., mostly software and parts. The impact could extend to machine tools and smartphones, game consoles, tablets, televisions. All of that would be affected. Biden said he's also authorizing additional U.S. forces, the capabilities anyway, to deploy to Germany as part of NATO's response to bolster forces on the military alliance's eastern flank, and removing Russia from the international SWIFT financial system is still on the table, but European allies have resisted that step. Now, if you don't know what it is, the SWIFT financial system shifts money between banks around the world. So removing Russia would block Moscow from most international financial transactions, including profits from oil and gas production that are the lifeblood of the Russian economy. So are some of these sanctions just too tame? Do there with the casualties that have been reported, with what's happening and the fact that this is an overthrow of the country's government and the idea is to install a Kremlin-backed one. Many in Congress feel that there should be tougher sanctions over what's happening in the Ukraine, even as Biden was letting this leave his lips, that the Russian banks and the export controls and stuff were part of the sanctions. So even some Democratic folks urged Biden to go beyond the latest set of sanctions that he unveiled earlier in the day, which really were mostly financial, curbing capital and hobbling financial freedoms of the wealthy elite and preventing the military from getting the highest tech weapon systems. And the argument is, do they go far enough? Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, said the sanctions that Biden unveiled are critical steps, but there's more that Washington policymakers could and should do to impose maximum costs on Putin. I agree. Why tiptoe into this? There are other things that could be done. Seize their estates. Go to their yachts. Impound their yachts. Auction their possessions. Topple their stock market. Embargo their fuel. Some say kick their kids out of our colleges. What did Mitch McConnell have to say, one of the leading voices for the Republicans? That's coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
About what the sanctions should be and what's going on in the Ukraine and how far do you go, and Zelensky taking a shot, so to speak, the president of the Ukraine at NATO, but they're not a NATO member. That was the idea. They wanted to be part of NATO. Vladimir Putin didn't want that to happen, so I think that even prompted the move more. Get in there, get a Russian-friendly government going on, someone loyal to the Kremlin, period. So I got this big, massive land grab, and it's under our wing and nobody else's. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who was in Kentucky and spoke briefly with Biden and some other congressional leaders, said he's pushed the president to do more with the sanctions and provide Ukraine with aid to fight the invading Russian military. He said his advice to the president publicly and privately is ratchet the sanctions all the way up as far as you can go. So Democrats and Republicans are agreeing, a lot of them, that it's not tough enough, Joe. Go harder, swing deeper. Not push our troops into there, but do other things to cut the head of the snake off. We knew this was happening. I mean, we knew it. So go as hard and fast as you can. At least it seems as though the U.S. and European allies of ours are maintaining this sort of united front against Russia, but they're kind of limited on what everybody's agreeing on because they have different options of what they think the sanctions should be. It has to be crippling to the Russian economy and for Putin. He has to feel it. How do you get to Vladimir Putin? You jack with the elite. You do things that directly and swiftly hammer Russia. That's what you do. And he's brazen. Listen, he knew what he was doing. He set it up on all corners, all sides of the Ukraine, and now it's moving on people. And there are innocent people that are caught in this that are going to die. People say, well, why couldn't they just get out of there? How do you get out of there when you have two nickels in your pocket? Or the equivalent monetary Ukrainian money currency that would be equal to what is the U.S. So I think that death toll is going to get higher and higher. I hope not. I hope that's not the case, but I would be shocked if it didn't happen. More sanctions. Be tougher. Go deeper. Because, of course, you knew that the bank stuff was going to happen. We knew that. But if you really want to get to them, go deeper on what you can do. And there is more. Trust me on that. You got a lot of those Russian oligarchs. They know it. They knew it was happening. So what did they do to get around the sanctions? You know, if you look at a $32 billion drop in your wealth, how do they figure out how they can get around it with this invasion of the Ukraine? They go to Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies. They escape hemorrhaging of the dollar. That's how they diversify their holdings. So a lot of that, I am certain, has happened, knowing that they were going to be targeted by the Western sanctions, go to crypto. And then escape the seizures of the assets. I think that's it, right? Because Bitcoin is, you know, you cover your tracks. Bitcoin is traceable and transparent, but you could look at Monero, for example, cryptos like Monero, because it's anonymous. So users of that are not going to be exposed. And if you think about it, the Russian government estimated, which they gave us the script, that the citizens, its citizens, held $214 billion worth of crypto, or about 12% of the global total. That's pretty high, actually, right? So I think this is probably the play that many of them had. So with these oligarchs figuring it all out, and Putin just being super aggressive with the Ukraine, you know, this is kind of the battle for supremacy in the world hierarchy. And you look at democracy, and sadly, it's more of the fade of democracy. That's what's at stake here, right? And then look at China. They've given their tacit, it's been called, approval for Vladimir Putin's latest invasion of the Ukraine. And of course, because they want to undermine the United States, and they want to undermine our allies as well, and because they want Taiwan. And China and Russia are pretty aligned over the last couple of years. So that's not shocking to me that you would see that the Chinese have kind of a mixed signal they're sending, but make no mistake, they're backing Vladimir Putin. Because of many things, but also because of Taiwan, because that's also what they want, to have Taiwan into their fold. And they're watching what Russia's doing and then the reaction to that. So there were blasts before dawn. There were some panic in the street. There are people that can leave in a mad dash to try to get out of the Ukraine. And, you know, sad to you know, see the outrage and then the panic. I mean, you get that silence, and that's how it's been described. You got these small towns in the eastern Ukraine that aren't too far from where the heavy fighting was underway on Thursday morning. You know, people were running to the gas station. They were running to the banks. They were doing whatever they could possibly do to try to figure out where they were headed. You had major roads, and I saw some video of this. The city's main airport, Kiev, the capital, was bombed, and its major roads were jammed with traffic because people were trying to get out. They were trying to figure out where can we go. And it was eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to what was the most treacherous street that you could possibly be on in some of these areas. And sadly, you know, you're seeing the pictures of it. It has arrived. The assault is on, and I don't think it's too long until the Capitol falls. And will this be long and drawn out? I do not believe it's going to be long and drawn out. So I ask you, if you were in this situation, what would you do if you were in Biden's shoes? And I tell you, I agree with some of those Republicans and Democrats on the Hill. I would I would act pretty swift and be more dramatic. Yes, there's some sanctions out there that have a little teeth in them, but I would go for it all. Go after the oligarchs, because that's where Putin will really feel it, the money. Anything that concerns the money is the thing that you want to topple, not just the obvious banks, et cetera, but go even deeper than that. I mean, to me, it's scary as hell that Chernobyl has been captured by Russian forces. I mean, is it impossible to say? I mean, do we know? Is it safe after a pointless attack by the Russians? I mean, they took over the power plant while the Ukrainian forces battled them on three sides on Thursday. Because you had Moscow mounting an assault by land, sea, and air. We had cybersecurity expert Matthew Gorge on the other night, the founder of VigiTrust. He's got a company that's in 120 countries. And we talked specifically about this, and he said, it's not just those, it's the cyber attacks that Russia also has its ability to do. But we have the same ability to roll that out, so to speak, right? So you think of the Chernobyl disaster in the then, by the way, Soviet Ukraine, which sent clouds of nuclear material across much of Europe in 1986 after a botched safety test in the fourth reactor of the atomic plant. So by the choice of getting the plant, of capturing the plant, I think is pretty serious. I mean, how concerned would you be about Russian troops seizing the Chernobyl power plant on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very concerned? I'm going to say check, very concerned. Strategically, why are they doing that? There's a reason to move on that, right? Definitely. So some people will escape to Poland, and others won't be able to get out. And we'll see what the consequences end up being here, greater than any other in history, perhaps. But this is game on. I mean, this is no more friendly, nice, let's have a diplomatic conversation, let's meet. This is no more pictures with Putin. This is obviously chilling to watch this. And many people in the United States have friends in the Ukraine, have visited the Ukraine, have gone on missions to the Ukraine. So I really, really feel for those people. I mean, these are some of the greatest consequences, I think, that Vladimir Putin has maybe ever faced because of what could end up happening if there is a swift and harder hit back, which I think there should be, by the way. Coming up, mic drop.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cities in Ukraine are being bombarded as Russia continues invading. Ukrainian President Zelensky has ordered a full military mobilization in response to the invasion. President Biden has announced tougher sanctions on Russia, saying of President Putin,
"This was never about a genuine security concerns on their part. It was always about naked aggression, about Putin's desire for empire by any means necessary."
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Dali Singh says the sanctions placed on Russia are probably the strongest ever imposed, but there are carve-outs, including trying to keep Russian oil on the market to prevent gas price spikes.
Russia depends on those revenues just as much as the world needs its energy, but we're not going to do anything which causes an unintended disruption to the flow of energy as the global economic recovery is still underway.
This is USA Radio News. Washington is preparing for the arrival of a convoy of truckers protesting COVID-19 restrictions, including one group that is set to drive en masse from California to the nation's capital. The People's Convoy, which is calling for the immediate lifting of the national emergency declared in response to COVID-19, left Southern California on Wednesday and will travel through states such as Texas, Oklahoma, and Maryland before their planned arrival in the D.C. Beltway on the evening of Saturday, March 5th. Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes in the 2020 killing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with what's happening in the Ukraine, the beauty of us being live. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us. As I said at the top, you can always hit me up through the miracle of the mailbag. How do you do that? Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, Dr. Chris Arnold is going to talk to us about what do you do when you don't want to go to the doctors? How do you, or when you're limited economically, how can you connect so that you don't miss what should be diagnosed? And it's a great conversation that's coming up at the tail end of this hour. And right now, as the sun is rising in Kiev, people are bracing for what may be more shelling. You've got air raid sirens around the capital of Kiev. That's what's going off right now. And explosions rocking the area, so they are doing it. How much at this point? It's intermittent from what I understand, so certainly during the night there was some of that, but they're encircling the capital to try to just make it fall. And if you looked up into the sky, as somebody texted me, and it would be as though it were the 4th of July without the excitement of fireworks, because that's all you see when you look up when they're deciding to shell. In the meantime, this is interesting. You know, you look at what happens with kids and social media, and we've talked to psychologists on the show. We've talked about it. We've heard some sad stories. where kids get bullied. I talked about my nieces and nephews, that they, when they were all in school, and they're all in school, they're all in college now, but when they were, and they're like freshmen and sophomores, but when they were in middle school or high school, they all had to sign these things that they wouldn't stalk or bully anyone online, other students. And if they got two strikes, they were suspended. So their schools took it really seriously, but it's hard to patrol that. So there are some great things about social media, but as a kid, how do you maneuver that? I love, love, love this story. So there was a Minnesota mom who gave her teenage son $1,800 to stay off social media for 6 years. Yeah. Servet Klafas now gets that check. He got that check. And he was 12, and he said he didn't have a great concept of money, so he was like, yeah, yeah, sure, like thinking, I mean, that $1,800 sounded like so much. He's competitive, and he was into football and basketball games, that kind of stuff, so he really kind of digged in on that, but he did not do the social media thing. He was saving money for a car, and that's where he was focused. So I gotta say, Mike Drive. A drop, rather, on the mama for the brilliant idea and getting him to agree to it. $1,800 for 6 years. Yeah, off social media. And I don't know that a lot of kids could do that, because eventually it might just be too tempting. It might be too hard. And part of the reason his mother did that is because she had a daughter who was obsessed with it, you know, and was constantly, friendships were challenged, all kinds of things happen on social media, and she says it's the best money she ever spent. She knows how teens can struggle with social media because she saw it with her daughter, and the daughter who's now in grad school and doing fine, but and has a much healthier relationship with social media, but she wanted to save him from the perils of it. And he did it. He took the challenge, and that's a long time if you think about it, though, right? Six years. While other kids are probably saying, hey, dude, I'm going to send you this, or did you see that TikTok, or, you know, did you go on Insta? Did you see the reel? Are you looking at whoever? Because that's what happens. I mean, that's what constantly is going on with teens. So bravo on both ends of it. It really truly is a great mic drop moment. And good for him, because he's getting ready to go off to school and playing football and all of that. And it worked out. And now there's other families who are talking about trying to issue a similar challenge. So he might have, and she might have, kind of spurred a movement on. I don't know that it would work with a lot of people, but hey, it might work with some families, and it might help some kids from being messed up by too much scrolling and social media and trying to get likes and getting your feelings just hurt because somebody trashes how you look or what you're doing or, you know, whatever, and you really truly cannot handle it, right? Yeah. Earlier this week, we had a conversation with a social media guru type who was on the show, who's in marketing, and we talked about what was going on with Donald Trump's Truth Social app. It made its debut before President's Day. There were some people that couldn't create accounts because they had to be put in a waiting line, and most of that was because of the massive demand, is what they said. So they had to put people on a wait list. And all they did was they had a message where it said, we love you, and you're not just another number to us. But the servers were overloaded because so many people were jumping on Truth Social. Remember, the former president announced last October that he would launch a social media platform after being banned from Twitter and Facebook. And that's what he decided to do. And he said the app would stand up to the tyranny of big tech, but the app will have similar features to Twitter, and people won't have to edit their truths, is what they're saying. So it's out there, and maybe some people can get on it and some people can't get on it. But it's a stroke of brilliance in the sense of a different thing, of using social media again to further an agenda of somebody who wants to be president again. So if he runs in 2024, now you got this app going and you're just gathering more fans, more raving fans, as I call them. Maybe there's the fans you already have. So the people that are already there that are lined up in the pews, but what about the ones that aren't? Can you draw them in? And for that reason, especially issuing the waiting list, oh, we crashed, is a smart move when we live in a world where you start running for office, no matter if you had that office or not, 2 years ahead of time at least, right? And we know we've got the midterms coming up and other things, so there is some focus on that. And, you know, it's interesting. With the former prez, pretty silent at this point on anything about Putin. He hasn't said anything about Vladimir Putin while the Ukrainian capital is being hit by a cruise or a ballistic missile, which just happened moments ago. And you had more than 100 Ukrainians die in the first full day of fighting. So people are being told to brace for more military action, but no reaction from the former prez yet at this point. Doesn't mean he won't say anything, and I'm sure he'll be asked about it, but he hasn't said anything yet about it. All right, in the meantime, this is interesting because you have CPAC, you know, CPAC is huge. It's a conservative political action conference, and on Thursday, you had the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who wants to run for president, criticizing Democrats and the safety restrictions that were put in place in response to COVID-19. He said Florida led when it counted. We led early on when the weight of the world was bearing down on our shoulders. He said we understand what it means to be a leader, not to be a politician that twists in the wind, but is willing to make tough decisions. And he criticized other countries, Australia, Canada, for their measures of COVID-19. And he said he said that President Joe Biden hates Florida, and he lashed out at Anthony Fauci and some others, too, as well. This would certainly be something he addressed in the CPAC and something that he would address at running for president of the United States. But in the polls, if Donald Trump is in the mix, he still gets more than Ron DeSantis does. I mean, DeSantis came on stage and he flung some hats into the crowd and made a speech where he talked about not being afraid. Florida was on its own, not being afraid to go in its own direction. So I'll be curious to see where DeSantis goes with this. And there's a reason why he had a heavy presence or has a heavy presence there. That's for sure. Why we are seeing that. In the middle of everything else that is going on, oh yeah, we have a Supreme Court vacancy, which is a very, very big deal. So, you know, there's this list of potentials for the spot for, I say vacancy because he's not gone yet, but one coming up. And that process can be arduous in getting someone in there. So Biden has not made an offer to a Supreme Court nominee, but he's on track to announce his pick to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, by the end of the month. Remember, he promised to name the first black woman to the high court. The nomination, of course, has to be confirmed by the Senate. So who is that going to be? One of the names that comes up a lot is Leandra Kruger, who serves on the California Supreme Court. Another contender is Michelle Childs, a federal district court judge in South Carolina, who Biden nominated to the U.S. Appeals Court in Washington. And, you know, Jackson is another one who is a former Breyer law clerk confirmed by the Senate last June to serve on an appellate court, so that's another name that comes up a lot. Will be interesting to see in the next couple of weeks.
Do you have
have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This time around, and for your health, we talk about this a lot, access to medical care. Oh my gosh, so critical for so many people. How can this be improved? It's an issue for many older Americans who are very unfamiliar, especially with technology. Joining us to discuss how older adults are getting the care they need is Senior Medical Director with WellMed, Dr. Chris Arnold. Dr. Arnold, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about that. I mean, especially we've seen this recently. Technology is wonderful when you can use it, but it's scary when you can't. So why is access to care so important for better health outcomes?
Well, it's critical to be able to access your doctor early so that you can intervene early and develop a plan of care early on prior to when the disease, you know, progresses and in its late stages. You know, the probably typical example would be diabetes. If you can catch it early and start treatment early, you can prevent the late onset complications of diabetes like you'd see with your eyes or your kidneys and that type of thing. And so access to care is critical, and Medicare, when they do their annual surveys with people, the CAHPS and HOS surveys, they emphasize very heavily about access to your primary care doctor and to your specialist. And so if you can intervene early, then you can develop a plan of care early and prevent poor outcomes for patients.
Certainly. So when we look at the latest approaches that are out there now that are available for better access, how do they work?
Well, with the era of the pandemic, we've seen telemedicine and telebehavioral medicine come to the forefront, and this is critical. In fact, there was a study done recently by the U.S. Office of Disease Prevention that showed 46% of patients that had a telemedicine visit actually avoided, you know, a crowded emergency room or urgent care, which is great and fantastic. But unfortunately, our older Americans may not be very savvy when it comes to technology or have Wi-Fi or internet capability or even a tablet or smartphone to do a telemedicine visit. And so to solve for this, WellMed is introducing a WellMed Tablet Connect program. And this simply is a delivery of a tablet to the patient's home. And you set up a traditional office visit like you would with a traditional office visit. And you set up a virtual encounter with your doctor. And we're seeing a huge difference in access to care and patient experience for this. And we've already done over 230,000 types of these tablet connect visits with patients in their home setting. And then when we're done with the visit, we have somebody come and pick up the tablet and, you know, sanitize it and go to the next patient.
Yeah. For you, as a doctor and the things that you've seen in your career, is this amazing how you have seen how people are able to adopt the technology? So you figure out a way to get it to them, like you just said there, which is brilliant with the tablet connection.
Right. And everybody's different in their comfort of, you know, social distancing right now. Some people, they still want to stay at home. They may be still a little paranoid at getting out. Or coming to the office to see, you know, their doctor. And so their comfort is having a tablet delivered to them. Some people want to drive to the clinic and have a visit in the parking lot. And so we'll actually have a tablet at the clinic and we can bring out a tablet to their car and they can have that encounter there. Whereas other people, they're comfortable coming into the clinic, but maybe they don't want that face-to-face encounter just yet. They're still a little hesitant. And so they can have a tablet connect actually in an exam room with the doctor just down the hall. And then if they need to be examined, they could, you know, gown up appropriately or what have you, and then come in and examine the patient. And so it's amazing how people are willing to adapt to, you know, this new era that we're in.
Yeah, and it's great for people who aren't familiar with it or can't afford the necessary technology. And the number is like something like 250,000, right? Added doctor visits for WellMed patients. That's tremendous.
Yes, yeah, over 230,000 types of these visits in the last couple of years that we've had, and patient experience, you know, levels and surveys that we've done, they really, really do like it.
Yeah, wow. What should someone do if they don't have access to the care they need? Where can they go?
Well, they can contact their primary care doctor's office and either speak with the doctor themselves or the more likely the clinic administrator or the office manager of the clinic, and they can set up the virtual appointment with the tablet, and then they can arrange for the delivery time of the tablet so that they can carry out the visit. And it's pretty much that simple. The other option is you can go to WellMedConnect.com to learn a little more about the details of the program and how it's offered in your area.
Perfect. Dr. Chris Arnold, Senior Medical Director with WellMed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so I think that is tremendous that you get those tablets, boom, that takes care of a lot of the stress and anxiety that people are dealing with and having to wait around in an office, et cetera. I know some people that have taken advantage of it, and it works, of course. We live in a different world, and the teledoc visits shot up dramatically during the pandemic, and I think a lot of that will continue, and in a way, it's good balancing those two things. So I mentioned, of course, the big story is the Ukraine, and sadly, as we all watch and pray and hope for those people, and it's awful to see some of the pictures coming out of there, it is now morning in the Ukraine, and there is some shelling that's happening, and you have U.S. Army troops that are preparing to get closer to Poland's border with the Ukraine to help process people because they're fleeing the country after Russia launched that assault. Many of the 5,500 troops who arrived in Poland this month have been working with the Polish forces to set up three processing centers. So when you think about our soldiers, what are they doing? They're near the border. That's what they're doing to help with these tens of thousands of people, including Americans, by the way, who are expected to flee the Ukraine because there are Americans there. And it could be 1 million to 5 million refugees. They don't know, but that's the theory in looking at how many people are there, how big the country is. Many of them would go to Poland. So that would be the largest arrival of refugees in Europe since more than 1 million migrants and refugees arrived in 2015. And you think about the effect that that would have. So these are areas that, especially in Poland, where you see like a trickle of people that come through. But this is going to be an intense amount. An intense amount. I mean, the Biden administration has repeatedly said that U.S. troops will not fight in the Ukraine or rescue Americans trapped there by a Russian attack. But American commanders and counterparts in Poland have been preparing parts of the Polish facilities for the possible evacuees. And I think they're definitely going to see them. I think that's where people are going to head. So they're on high alert. And they're ready for that. They're ready for trips have been canceled, etc., to focus on Poland being the place that they're coming. I mean, Poland had been resistant to hosting refugees from the Middle East, but millions of Ukrainians are already living and working in Poland. So this is different. And Poland massed thousands of troops on their border with Belarus to keep out Middle Eastern migrants who had set up camp there. But again, this is a different crisis that we're talking about, and that's what's going to happen. That's where so many ultimately will end up. So the Ukrainian president is saying enemy sabotage groups have entered the capital. There's a social media that's fueling this kind of fog of war that we're hearing about. It's in, if you look at the videos and you look at the photos of how the Russian attacks are going. I mean, look, I think a lot of Ukrainians shrugged off the possibility of war. Now they're trying to flee to, like I said, Poland being one of those places. So what happened is they hit several Ukrainian towns already close to Kiev, the capital, and captured the nuclear power plant, which I talked about. And casualties are ticking up. Thousands are trying to either hunker down or flee. And this is Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, as the president of the United States said. I agree with that. And now who is going to bear the consequences of it? One of the scariest things, because all the shelling was going on, people were taking, and this is what they did in London when they were being hit by the Germans. They're in a metro station, and the explosions are going on all around them, but that's where they're hunkering down to stay away from the missiles, right? And even with the mayor of the capital city vowing to fight Russian forces, you are really outnumbered. You're outnumbered and outmaneuvered at this point, right? And Vladimir Putin has been planning this for quite some time. On that note, again, pray for peace for those poor people in the Ukraine, because they are the victims of that megalomaniac in Russia. Remember to make it count, everybody. And thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.